Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Only a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And it's funny. You spend your entire life growing up doing probably the same traditions, the same things, going to the same house for the holidays, right? And then you meet somebody and you fall in love. And then you need to compromise on that a little bit?
Question mark.
It's TPXY on 98PXY.
Big question mark.
The number one in music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. Breezy could not be more delighted to be talking about this because things she loves the most in this world are change and compromise. But if you want to jump in, how do you share the holidays with your significant other and their family? Or do you? Is there anyone listening who is married? Or in a very long-term relationship where, yeah, no, I've never compromised on that. Because that will certainly be the call and text that Breezy's praying for, right? That's in a perfect world.
The Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah. 585-222-9800. If you want to jump in this morning, can call or text us up on Twitter, Instagram, at 98PXY Rochester. But there's a lot of different ways to go about this. And there's certainly a lot of factors up in play as well. How close the families live, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's not too far... And this probably isn't the best thing to do this year, given everything going on. But in a normal year, a lot of families will pull the old double move, right? Where they go to each place on the same day.
It's so much work.
Double meals, like, right?
Gotta rush here to go to Betsy's, then rush here to go to Janie's. And it's like your whole Thanksgiving holiday is just you running around. Which doesn't sound fun to me at all, because if anyone knows anything about me, I love being horizontal and I love sitting.
Yeah.
So.
I do like the idea of double meals, though. That's nice. That's good. Some people do dinner at one place, dessert at the other, or they do dinner earlier and then the other one does it later. There's lots of different configurations and ways to go about that, right? So there's
probably so bitter that, like, you don't get two meals.
Yes,
that has your name
written
all over it.
If I had my choice, I would love more than one meal. Absolutely. You've got me pegged for sure.
I mean, the thing about it is that Rach, last year we were together. Not together physically, but we were dating. And she wanted to be with her family and I wanted to be with mine. So what we did was she went to her Thanksgiving. I went to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came over for dessert. Perfect. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But
be better.
Don't you think at some point though, as your parents get to know her better and as her parents get to know you better and you become more of a family to everybody that they're going to want.
Oh no, her mom definitely wants me there.
Okay. So there's that. So she's not cool with this plan. She would like to share.
She understands.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I only get to see my family, you know.
You see your family every week. I was going to say. Out of all
my whole family.
Out of all the people, you get to see your family more than anyone I know. Let's see. 222-9800. Jessica checking in this morning. How are you, Jessica?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. All right. Talking family holiday compromise. Did you get to that point where you had to make that change, that compromise?
Yeah, we actually just did.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I, it is our first. Well, our second holiday together,
aww.
But our
woo!
First time figuring out whose house we were going to, and
okay.
We determined it with the good old rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, that's fair.
God.
She
oh
won,
my God.
So
that's,
we're going to her parent or her brother's house
anxiety.
For Thanksgiving, and my parents' house for Christmas Eve and then her parents' house for Christmas Day. So that just works
out. Okay, so you got this year figured out. What's the move for next year? Is it, again, rock, paper, scissors? And then...
No, we're going to switch.
You'll switch it up. Okay, so that's
another
thing.
Oh, my God,
so
the game of chance is giving me heart palpitations.
She's going to come to my family's Thanksgiving next year.
God, okay. So do you have any reservations about not being able to be with your family
that's
on Thanksgiving?
That's so sad, Jessica.
My mom actually said that we should decide who was going to go where. And she said, I totally understand. Me and your father did that.
Yep.
It's normal. Everybody understands. Obviously, we want to see you. But then I'm going to go over there on Black Friday
and
hang out with them because I don't have work. So.
Okay, sweet. There you go. So you get some time in at least. But yeah, it's interesting, too. So it sounds like you guys are going to pull the switch. So every year, Thanksgiving is going to be at a different place. Christmas at a different place. For my situation with my wife, St. Courtney, this is maybe a little bit of a hack. And Breeze, maybe open up your mind to this one. So what her parents do, her mom and her stepdad, is that they have Thanksgiving dinner with the immediate family 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Because we always go to my parents for Thanksgiving, and we always spend Christmas with her family. So that way... they kind of get the best of everything, right?
Yeah,
and
then, they get a little bit of everyone.
And then usually my parents will come for Christmas, so everyone
is
intertwined.
Yeah, but it's fake.
What do you... I'm sorry.
It's a fake Thanksgiving.
What do you mean it's fake? Who cares? You're still... it's the spirit of it. What's the matter?
Know.
You're still getting the meal. You're getting the time with your family. You're getting everything.
I understand what you mean, because it's not like... and it's not the official holiday. It bums me out that I can't be with my family on Thanksgiving, but...
yeah, I know, but you get to see them the next day.
Yeah. And okay, I do see my parents a lot. So
pump the brakes. Mm. Who comes to your Thanksgiving?
Aunts, cousins, my grandfather.
Don't they want to meet your girlfriend?
They already have.
I know, but Thanksgiving's a good... place to, you know, really get to know her.
They'll get to know her at Christmas when they switch it up.
See, that's too far away.
Christmas last year, too.
It's a month. It's only a month. It's change, and I understand that people don't like change, and compromise can be a little
scary. I'm twitching.
It's not as bad as Breezy thinks, right?
It's not.
Okay.
And she was at my Christmas last year.
There you go. So it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Jessica, thanks for the phone call. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. Bye.
Love that for you, Jessica.
222.
Don't love that for me.
9800. No, you're blowing it up in your head here. Stacy's on with us now. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Stacy.
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So we're chatting about the thing that will eventually happen, I assume, in all relationships, where you have to come to the compromise of how to spend the holidays with each other's families. Stacy, have you experienced this?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship for 4 years, just got married this past year.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So this brings us to an interesting point now, because Breezy says that you don't need to make this move and this decision and this compromise until after being married. Stacy, have you before made this compromise, even though you guys just got married?
So we don't make this compromise. We go to my mom's for Thanksgiving.
Okay. And that's it. That's the deal. What do you do for...
laying down the law, Stace.
I don't know. Do you celebrate Christmas? Do you go to their place for Christmas? Didn't switch it up?
So my wife celebrates Christmas, but I'm Jewish.
Oh,
so
okay.
Ooh. So that's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we usually do Christmas with her family and Hanukkah with my family, and that's that.
Right.
Well, now I have to marry someone who's Jewish.
Okay. I thought you were going to say convert, and I was like, I don't know.
Oh, I could do that too.
Alrighty then.
I don't know. I think that's the best of both worlds. And then, do you celebrate Hanukkah with her family or with your family? I'm sorry.
With my family.
And then, is that like, what day do you do that? You can really do that any day, right?
Yeah, you can do it any day. We usually try to shoot for the first night of Hanukkah, but, you know, everybody's busy, so it depends on what everybody can do.
Got it. Okay. Mm. All right. All right, Stacey. Thanks so much for the phone call. You have a lovely Thanksgiving.
See you, Stace.
All right. Bye.
Oh,
what have
gosh.
You learned? What have you learned, Brace? There's lots of options here, and it's going to be, and ultimately, it's all
going
to be
okay. I like Stacey's idea.
Okay. You are not Jewish, and neither is Rachel, so I don't know. I don't know what to do exactly about that.
What if we turn the dogs Jewish?
Okay.
What if we convert them?
And this conversation's over. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.